Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
It's day one of the ploughing and more than 100,000 people travelled to the championship's new site in Fena in County Carlow. Lots to see in glorious sunshine at the 1,000-acre site. Our reporter Suzanne Campbell met some of those who made that journey.
Where have you come from today?
Galway.
Wexford. Have you ever seen this weather at the ploughing?
Never seen weather like this, no. It's like summer's day. Beautiful, yeah.
What have you come here to look at?
General walk around. You know, we like to see the different stands.
There's so much stuff here, I don't know. We haven't seen half of it yet. Yeah, we're only starting out.
There's a lot of it to see.
There is.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Any Galway people that might be here today? There's a good few down there.
In the innovation tent, Jack Cotter from Abbeyfield in Limerick, together with his brother Mick, has won the Farm Innovation Award for their Cotter Crate, a metal device for handling lambs safely.
My name is Jack Cotter and the Cotter Crate is a lamb handling system.
It's a long piece of kind of, what do you call that, galvanised metal, is this?
Yes. So basically how it works is there's a ramp to accompany this. The lamb is going to come up onto the crate and the side is going to be pushed towards the lamb.
This opens up?
Yes. So this moves back and forth. So you're not actually pushing against the lamb, so there's no stress on the lamb. What you do then is you're pulling this lever here and that drops the floor. So it means the lamb is only ever held under its own weight. So there's never too much or too little force on the animal. So they're incredibly comfortable. What it means then is because the lamb is unable to move in the crate, you're able to give them all the doses and medicines that they're required. And then you can let the lamb go and then they can go back to their mother.
So did you design this product?
In essence, it came out of necessity. But my brother got hurt. We were handling lambs for a second vaccination and he got a black eye and had to get stitches around his eye. He was quite lucky. And my father said, right, we can't keep doing this. There has to be a better way to do it.
Do you have a retail price for it yet? Do you know what it'll retail for?
We're looking at a price point of around €1,000 and we're also working to have it available under TAMS. So it means that not just the big farmers to be able to get it, but for the guys that have only got 50 euros, the small farmers, I want to see them using it.
So the TAM scheme, it might be able to help them purchase it.
Exactly. So it means that the small guys are able to either expand or make something that is part-time for them a really easy job. It allows them to get their kids involved. It allows further generations to move on and get into farming. I think it's massive potential for the small guys to get an opportunity to get ahead.
Where have you come from today?
Cork.
Cork, yeah.
Cork. And what have you come to see mostly?
The ploughing and the cows and the pigs.
In early afternoon, President Michael D. Higgins arrives to officially open the ploughing championships. His motorcade creeps through the crowds, dropping him at the horse ploughing plots, where Galway farmer Brendan Lydon is asked to step in for a photo.
They're a bit overwhelmed with all this attention, aren't you?
Have you stopped your competition to meet the president?
Yeah.
Do you restart now?
I think he's going to give us a half an hour's grace now.
How are you getting on?
We're nearly there. We're on our last two scrapes.
Oh, so your plot nearly done?
Yeah.
And who are these two, your pair?
This is Jack and this is Jill.
Did you ever see weather like this at the ploughing?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Long may it last.
How are these two? Are they in good form? They seem very quiet.
Yeah, they're happy enough, yeah. They're like the rest of us. If they get the sun, they're happy.
And do you use horses at home in any way?
I use them all the time.
In your own farming?
Yeah. I've only a small farm, so it's practical enough, you know.
Really?
Yeah. That's kind of a form of madness.
In the sheep tents, there's Texel, Cheviots and Shropshires panting heavily in the heat. And there's a competition to guess the weight of a very large Suffolk lamb. Are you guys guessing the weight of the lamb?
Yeah, yes.
What did you say it was?
About 75, 80 kilo.
What did you say?
I can't say. I'm the adjudicator.
Did you ever see the ploughing so sunny as today?
No, never. I think there's a lot of people disappointed. They're usually used to the muck. All they want is ploughing through a lot of them. But it's fabulous there, fabulous.
Are you in the sheep business yourself?
No, I'm not. No, I'm in the grain end of it.
And the grain end of it's a bit tricky at the moment as well, isn't it?
Yeah, the price has dropped. And last year you couldn't get enough for it. This year you can't give it away. But what can we do? We'll soldier on. Nothing else for it.
And that was Suzanne Campbell reporting there from